Hi there. Welcome to When the Kids Go Down. My name is SpongeBob. This isn't working. Mic test. Okay, so I didn't mic test before, and I just saw on my little wavelength the sounds. I should know what they're called because I do this. Anyway, they were like super tiny, so that means that you can't hear me. Good morning or afternoon, whatever time that I figure this shit out to get it uploaded. Typically, I have it scheduled, but it shit's been all over the place. And I do half my work on my phone and half my work on our desktop. And what I do, this has just been like, if you have small children, you understand doing anything on a desktop, they want to touch the keyboard and they want to get in your lap and they want to look at the big screen and then they want to push all the buttons that light up and then that turns the desktop off because they're touching the computer, the big giant humming computer with all the stickers on it. So why not? It's calling to them. So anyway, listen, I've had a microscopic amount of coffee this morning. I'm working on it. I tried to raw dog this the other day with no caffeine and then record at night, and it just wasn't going to work out. I have been wanting to do a walking episode. So essentially I'd be on a walk and just talking. And then maybe like, talking about where I'm at and like describing kind of like things around me. I actually had a friend like pitch this idea to me and they were like, I hope this makes sense because they were just thinking like that I like my voice would be like, keep them company or whatever. And it would be like a good walking voice. And I'm like, that's funny. You should go on a walk with me because I never shut up. Just kidding. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. But what's funny is that I love watching those like on YouTube. And I don't know if I've probably mentioned this in like way back in one of the beginning episodes, but one of my favorite things to watch on YouTube is walking tours. And my favorite one is Let's Walk Around Stockholm. And it's this dude whose name, I think it's David. Is it or Daniel? It's Daniel. So Daniel like walks around Stockholm where he's from. Or no, he's from the Netherlands. I'm sorry, Daniel. We're mutuals, but I don't think he listens. But anyway. He walks around and he talks about where he's at and just like random shit that comes to his brain. And he's so funny, like naturally funny. And it's one of my favorite things to watch. And it's also like very beautiful to watch because he's walking around Stockholm. And I love it. And then I love watching like what people are wearing. That's like one of my favorite things to do. And so, it's kind of like you could ch choose different things to pay attention to. Like, I don't know, just like people in the background or things in the background. And like, filming people in public is like a whole different thing. But like, I like walking tours because you're not like focusing on the people, And he's like talking about like his experiences with like where he's at, or he's talking about like random facts, or he's just like talking about like his day. Like, and I love it. And you're not like focused on the people, but they're there. And if someone's wearing something cool or if they're doing something interesting, then that's just like extra, fun. But like, that's different than like filming people who are like obviously like having a hard time or, you're filming them to judge them or whatever. But anyway, I really like that. And then he got his like idea to do Let's Walk Around Stockholm from his this guy who does like I think it's called Tokyo, I don't know, it's like he's in Tokyo, I don't know if it's Tokyo Tours or something. I'll add it to the show notes. I will look it up. I'm just not going to look it up right now because I don't want my laptop to start making or sorry not my laptop my desktop to start making noises. But he walks around Tokyo. He is Swedish, I believe, and then moved over there for work and then started going on long walks and then started recording them and talking. And so he does these like, but his are long, like his are like hour, like 4 or 3 hours long, and he just talks. And I haven't watched his, and he does talk a lot about like not personal, but like he mentions like, I think he mentions like at one point he was talking about his kids doing something and why, I don't know, like he was just talking about like his daily routine. And then he's like, yeah, but it's hard with like blah, blah, blah in school or something. I don't know. And I was like, I feel lost. So like maybe he's just like built a rapport with his following, and I felt a little lost. But with anything, once you start listening, you just kind of like catch up. So I need to do that. But his are just so long that I'm like, hold on, like I gotta. And then he talks throughout the whole thing. So I feel like I'm like trying to, I don't know. And like the thing that I like about Daniel is that he'll like just stop talking and then he'll randomly start talking again. And it just makes me laugh. I don't know. I really like his stuff. So anyway, I was thinking about doing a walking tour, but I would love the idea of video. But like really where I live, I don't feel like there's anywhere like beautiful to walk. And I do feel like I live in a fun neighborhood. Like I feel like we have some fun houses and like I don't know, it's pretty outside and like it's Halloween time, so people put up like decorations and stuff and there's plenty of things to talk about, like just visually, you know? And like factoids that I know from just like living here and like houses that I've been inside of from estate sales around my neighborhood, so I can talk about that or whatever. But I just I'm kind of like anxious to walk around with a fucking mic. I don't know. I feel like I would, I don't know. Like it's exposure therapy. And I do this like a lot where I haven't filmed like a fit check in public. That scares me so much. I don't know why. I also feel like in my head, I'm going to look deeply like different than what I do at home. Like just, I don't understand why that is. And when people take photos of me, I'm like, oh yeah, that's not bad. But like whenever I, and I'm talking about like when I'm in the background of a photo, I'm like, oh yeah, she's not like terrible looking. But like when someone tries who isn't like, I don't know, my husband, he sometimes will take photos of me that I like. And other times, he, like, I feel like the times where he's like, I'm gonna take a photo of her is when I'm asleep. And those are not the times to take a photo. But anyway, I, like when it's like a parent taking a photo, they're always like three times zoomed and your pores are huge, or like there's something in your teeth, or they for some reason zoom in on your teeth and you're like, oh my God, I need to get a on those whitening strips or something, you know? And I don't know. They always capture like the weirdest facial expressions as well because they're just like behind the camera looking I don't know, judgmental. Like it's like they're zooming in and they're like, oh, that doesn't look good. Or they're just like saying, okay, smile, do something. And I don't know what to do. Or they're saying something offensive, like my dad usually does. And then my mom yells at him and then they're like the whole time just taking pictures. So whatever. You get the point. Well, all this to say that I feel like I will look totally different when suddenly I'm the one taking the picture outside of myself or the video. I know it's not the case. It's just different scenery, but like you have to tell my brain that, you know? And like the more you do it, the less of a thing it becomes. So I'll just have to do it. That's why I'm trying to like expose myself more to like things like that that scare me, like filming in my car or like openly. Because even I remember like a few years ago, even just like openly taking a picture of like my legs on a walk or like. Yeah, I was just like, I don't, this is weird. People know that I'm gonna post this photo to like my stories or something, you know? And who's looking at me? I mean, maybe a lot of people because I do get recognized at like the grocery store and on when we're trick-or-treating, people are like, we hey, you walk. And so like maybe they are watching me, but also like so they watch me take a photo, you know, who cares? I just have to tell myself that over and over, and then it won't become such a big thing. I do remember like running around a park when I lived with my parents. I was like, I don't know, a teenager. And I took a photo. Well, I wasn't a teenager because I didn't have Instagram. I had Instagram, but I was like, I well, no, because Instagram, I had an Instagram at 17 or 16. So okay, so I was like 18 and I was running and I took like a photo. Wait, no, because we didn't have stories then. Maybe I just took it to post it, but it was of like my legs and I was running. And this is, I know that this was prefrontal cortex because I like know where I was when I had my full frontal cortex. And I just remember like not thinking a thing of it. And I even took like a video of me running. It was just like, yeah, like who cares? And it was, who cares? And I think it's because the idea of like an influencer just wasn't that like it wasn't the idea that we have now, or creative. Like it just wasn't that idea. It was like just more, way more niche, and it seemed like people were more like photographers than they were like influencers, So maybe I just there wasn't any stigma around it, so I didn't feel like insecure about that. But suddenly now that there's like all the stigma, and now I have these new ideas of what I should be doing in public in my head. So it's just perception, because like I didn't have this perception a few years ago. Anyway, time to get over that and film my or not film myself because I don't have a camera, but talk to myself outside in public about what I'm looking at. I do think that like having a video would kind of help, because like Daniel walks around with like this microscopic, it's not really that tiny, but it's a camera, and he just kind of like holds it. I forgot what it's called, but it's like a tiny camera that he kind of like holds on this like stick, and he walks around and he talks. It looks like a stick, like the entire camera looks like this stick, and he like that's what he's using now. But I think before, sometimes he's used his phone, but like I think before he would just use like a camera and walk around. And he does mention how like it's kind of awkward at first, and like people are like they will look at you like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He's like talking to himself with the camera. But like again, I'm not going to show you around my neighborhood. I'm not going to show you my walk every day, like for safety reasons. But if I lived somewhere, like I don't know, maybe if I lived in like a bigger city, going to like a park or something, might not be too weird. But we'll see. I don't know. But I definitely won't do video, but I might walk around with the mic in my hand and talk. Maybe I'll like, since it's winter time, I can like hide it in my coat sleeve, and then I just talk to myself. And then I don't know. Maybe, and I know the people around who walk as well. So like if some old lady was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm podcasting." She might ask me what that is, or she might know. And then she might be like, "Oh, cool." Like, I don't really think that she would be like, "What a fucking loser," And then if she was, "What a fucking weirdo," So, like, I guess it doesn't really, I guess it, nothing really matters. Anyway, sorry. Again, I've had one sip of coffee. This is why I don't typically raw dog these podcasts, is because I don't know. I still ramble without the coffee, but I feel like it makes even less sense, or like there's no one like throwing cold water in my face, which is what the coffee is. Again, no co-host, so I'm just gonna ramble on. Anyway, let's do a weekly report, shall we? So our reading, I did start to read, fuck, The Vampires del Norte or whatever, or of El Norte. Actually, don't actually know what it's called. Let me look it up. Okay, it's Del Norte. Sorry. Vampires del Norte by Isabel Cañas. And it's the one with the where they start talking about El Coco in the beginning. Which is cool for like Halloween time. And it's like more, it's a vampire Coco, boo. Sorry. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I like the way it's described. So I think I can describe it without like spoiling it, because it's just like the vampire. And I'm only like, literally, I'm on like chapter three, Like, so I feel like so much has happened. And then they were like, chapter three. And I was like, what? And yes, they have like accents. So anyway, and I did see someone commented that they like listened to it in Spanish. And I was like, where? Because I couldn't find it anywhere. I don't know. So anyway, could probably read it. Like, I'm sure like they have a Spanish like I could read, but I was listening to it. So anyway, well, I was doing both, but anyway, sorry. Fuck, what the fuck? Oh yeah, I was on chapter three, and someone just happened, and the vampire looks like, essentially like they described as corn husk, like the corn husk, like it's thin and like translucent, but like milky. And then, just frail looking, but like also, I'm just laughing right now at my range of accents that I have, where I can go to like some random, not random, it's not, I'm Hispanic, but sometimes like I say things that sound Hispanic, if that makes sense. And then sometimes I say things like Hispanic that don't sound Hispanic. Anyway, sorry, I might, no, I'll just leave that in. So the corn husk, and then he it di one of them dies, right? And it turns to like ash or whatever, and it's gone. And then that sucked. Like I was like, well, there's no fucking evidence. So anyway, the vampire thing dies, and it's just like husk. I mean, it's just like ash, and it was strong, you know. Fuerte, sorry, it was strong. I needed more coffee, and it was like felt or whatever, looked like corn husk, like translucent. So I thought that was cool. Like I thought it was cool for something to look like so frail and be so strong. My kids have been quiet for a while, so I'm a little nervous, but I think they're just eating. So yay for that. I don't, yay, what the fuck? Okay. This is where I would insert a commercial if I had one. Also, next episode will be closer to Halloween. It's like Halloween week, so I want to do something spooky. I just don't know what. So if you have anything that you want me to do, let me know so that I can do that for you, because I love to please. Fuck, I need more coffee. Okay. So anyway, okay, that's what I'm reading. I'm only a few chapters in. And we'll see how that goes. I've been like not feeling completely like myself. Like I've been like telling myself like snap out of it, you know? Like I'm like, what? Nothing's that serious. You need to wake up and calm down and go back to bed. So I'm just like, you know, not feeling it myself. And I think it's because I haven't read a romance in a while, and they just make me giddy. They make me happy. They make me sunshine and rainbows. And I haven't read a romance in a while. And I'm like, girl, I think you're just like, I'm just like not happy. Oh, I am happy, but I'm just like not my like seeing things through like a more rose-colored lens, which it's not like I'm like, you know, delusional. Yeah. I just feel like it does boost my mood. You know, it's a mood boost. And lately I've just been like reading horror or thriller, and it's been affecting my dreams. And like I feel like I just need some romance cleanser. Like there's nothing wrong with that. It makes me happy, you know? And so I think I just need to like, it's like a hobby, you know? Like if you like were a painter and then you haven't painted in a while, or you've been maybe just doing like stuff, projects for like other people, then you're like suddenly like, I'm doing what I love, but I'm not like doing it for me. And I just had a breakthrough, you know? But I just need to read romance again. So I'm gonna, but I had People Pleaser by Hannah Bowman Young. And I did, you can probably hear the baby rambling. And I did hear like it was a disappointment to like a person who I really value their opinion on books. So I'm like, damn, that sucks. Oh, speaking of disappointments, my son, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So there's this book that I started listening to because I have like some listening hours, and I don't know, it was like presented to me. So the book is called The Play Nice by Rachel Harrison. I've never read any of her books. I don't know anything about her. I probably have heard of one of her books. I don't know. So anyway, I started listening to it, and in the beginning there's a quote by, and this is just my opinion. I just want to say that this is my opinion. My opinion, okay, just a thought. There's a quote by Doja Cat, and I get like why it was there, but I also just like, I don't know, the energy was off. I like Doja Cat's music despite all the controversy around Doja Cat, but I just felt like I wouldn't put Doja Cat's quote in my book, and that's just like me, okay? Again, books are just subjective. This is just my opinion. And especially that quote just didn't feel like, I get it, but also like, and then did Doja really write that? I don't know. So anyway, I was like, okay, weird, noted. And then I kept reading, sorry, I kept reading. And the very first interaction, like, okay, well, first of all, before we get into like the book again, Doja Cat, and then it was like, this book is for the, not the weird girls. It was like, this book is for, fuck. Oh, the crazy girls. And I was like, okay. And then like the first interaction that the character, I don't know if she's the main character, because again, I just like stopped. But the main character that we're in at the moment, the first interaction that she has immediately just in which her like her train of thought as well was like, and I was like, this energy is like not it. And then her first interaction when she opened her mouth, I just stopped. I couldn't do it. It felt a little try hard, and it felt a little like I'm a little pick me, a little like trying to be different. And I just didn't vibe with it. And for those reasons, I'm out. So I just couldn't do it. I'm sorry. But that was reading. So eating. I like the idea of like a soup in the fall. And I know they're like the simplest things to make, but I just feel so intimidated by it. And I haven't made any. I love the idea of a lasagna soup, but I'm nervous. And I also like tomato chunks, and then I come from a family. I've married into a family who doesn't like tomato chunks. I've talked about before how I have like a problem with just I don't know, just like getting my shit together when it comes to food. So for like breakfast and lunch, I think I'm just gonna try to stick to like a very scheduled plan because I like it's just so like the kids are constantly hungry. And if I don't, I feel like I'm also constantly hungry because I'm like nursing, you know? And Beck has been doing this thing where he's teething. Who the fuck ever thought a baby would teeth? But he's like wanting to go down for his nap and then just like teething. And then he's like, oh, never mind. Like, I'm actually fully awake now. He'll start to nurse to nap and then he'll kind of like be irritated and be uncomfortable. And then he's fully awake again and no nap. And then he's cranky, and that's been stressful because he's like just cranky from not napping because he's a kid, he's a baby who needs to nap, you know? Like Mika didn't drop his nap until like last year, till he was like 3, you know? And Beck is 1.5, so the no napping thing's like not gonna work. And he understands that for him, like just like developmentally, like he's like, I need to nap because I'm like he's so irritated and he's like not himself or whatever. Like So then he's been napping near bedtime and then he wakes up at bedtime and then we're up for another hour or two. So it's been like, you know, hectic. Anyway, because of the nursing, no, just kidding, not going to take a nap. No, just kidding, I do want to. I've been starving because I'm like hungry because I'm burning calories, you know. And then our walks, I've been going longer. I've been trying to hit like 10 to 20 steps, just because I haven't been feeling like myself. And so I'm just like, I haven't gone on walks, or I hadn't. And then I started to again. And I'm like, I just need to get back into my headspace, you know. And so I'm just trying to like, I know I can do it. And I got so giddy about it too. I was like, dude, if you just go, you know you're gonna keep going. So do it. And I was like, yeah. And then I got to the point where I was so excited to walk the next morning, like I couldn't sleep. So anyway, eating. I will stick to like a, I'm gonna get, hey baby, stop pressing that button. I'm gonna get yogurt. Like I usually do, but you know, we talked about last episode, the pre-packaged ones like work best for us. So that cottage cheese, I don't know. Like I'm gonna have to like just either buy things like pre-portioned or pre-portioned, like meal prep, you know? And then lunch, like something just easy, high protein, and like get some granola bars or make granola because I love making granola. I just have to like buy it. I have to go to like Sam's or something and get like a huge thing of fuck maple syrup because I use so much of it to make the granola that it's gone, and I've made one batch of granola, you know. And so I'm gonna have to, and I need eggs, like a lot of eggs, because I like to make my granola like a lot of it because I eat it and then like to give it away, you know. It's fun, it's nice, it's easy to make, and it smells so good when you're cooking it up. So yeah, I needed to like get on top of everything. And I think today we'll go and get some snacks. And like also fruit has been like so tiring because we've been eating a lot of fruit and like snacking on fruit. Sometimes I'm just like, am I just like dousing myself in like sugar? Like, am I just like eating sugar, you know? Because I get it, like fruit's like the healthy sugar, But like, I just feel like I'm only eating fruit because it's like the only constant that we have in the house, because the protein gets either made, like cooked, it has to be cooked, or it gets eaten up in like a day, like whatever we have, like breakfast sausages or something. So still figuring out food. God, why I always feel like I am just figuring out food or like what to eat. I feel like another thing we do is get really into like a dish, and then we make that dish for 3 weeks, and then we're like, we never want to fucking see this dish again. And that's on us because we did that. So food is just complicated. But I also think it's delicious and I love it. And I wish I was a chef, and I wish my husband was a chef, to be honest. And I wish that he was Anthony Bourdain, but anyway, he is not. And like, whatever. Sorry. So we'll figure it out. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch. I used to love watching like Anthony Bourdain. I've read his books, and I'm like, I used to love watching Binging with Babish. That was my favorite like YouTube show. So maybe I'll get back into that, and then I will like just. Oh, I just thought of something I was gonna do for the next episode. I totally forgot. Sorry, it just came to me when I said Binging with Babish. So anyway, maybe I'll start enjoying TV again, because like I just watch whatever the kids want, and then at nighttime we watch our shows that we watch together. So maybe I'll just start watching my YouTube again for me. You know what I have to do? I have to just fucking get out of the shower. I take 2 hour long showers just to decompress. And if I just showered and got out, I could watch my YouTube and watch my shows, because I could do that while like one of the children are napping, or I can do that like while I'm getting ready. You know, I have an Octobuddy, so I can just like suction my phone to the mirror. I know it's not like I don't always need to have a screen on, but also like I never have the screen on for me like at all. What, baby? I feel like it's always, you know, like Miss Rachel or Curious George, or like something that Mika will do like his own, more like he's turning into a kid, you know? And so he wants to watch like Lego videos, and he likes to watch people, what's it called? Insect hunt. So like they go to like a fucking jungle and like look under rocks and like talk about the bugs they found. So he's like wanting to watch like more grown up kid YouTube. And obviously, like supervision is required for YouTube. I don't do YouTube Kids because that shit's fucking weird. And also, half of it is just brain rot. Like, it's just like high colors and high contrast and like fast motion shit, where it's just like next thing, next thing, ne you know? So it's overstimulating. So we just do like Curious George, Sarah and Duck, like very low stimulant shows. And then PBS. Sesame Street, obviously, Tiny Desk Concert, like, which is very, like, I love Sesame Street, but anyways, like, very, like, and any show on PBS. Thundercats, wait, Thundercats, I didn't mean to say Thundercats, I meant to say, shit, oh, Wild Kratts. So anything like that we'll watch, or I'll let him just, like, watch on his own, you know, if I'm doing something. But, like, when it comes to, like, the other YouTube videos, I gotta be there. And sometimes, because they're not like kid oriented, the ads are going to be like for a new scary movie coming out or something, you know? So, like, I have to be there to like skip it and also make sure that he doesn't like wander off into anything, or that something inappropriate isn't said or whatever. And also, like, with those stuff, it is a lot more stimulating. And so, we only do like one video. And then I'm like, all right, dude, like, let's do something, because I can't with the Lego. I don't like the YouTube voice. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's like a certain YouTube voice, and then they go while they're talking about like something, a picture of the thing will pop up, or something will pop up, and they'll be like, wah, wah, you know? And I don't know. So it's a lot. And so, but he likes to watch them build the Lego city. And then, you know, they're like, we finished Lego or whatever. And everyone's like, yay. Like, not everyone, but like the added sound. And it's just so much. So I'm like, and this is like a grown man making these videos, you know? So I'm like, all right, we can watch, which is duh. Like, I don't, but kids watch it. And so I'm like, okay, we'll watch one video and then like give it a fucking rest, because the shit's way too much. And then if we don't, for some reason. Like if I'm like busy or like Ryan has been working insanely late hours. He came home the other day at like 10 p.m., which is from work. I'm not like, you know, he didn't like have to work late, quote unquote. But anyway, you know, so if like something like that were, you know, we just like have a lot of screen time, his attitude is totally different. And it's just like, oh yeah. So we just limit the screens. You're actually supposed to limit an hour a day, but like, that's just hard. You know, it's really hard. Because and that you're just constantly, I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. Parenting's a lot because you're always on and, you're always doing shit or making sure that they don't hurt themselves because they accidentally headbutt, you know, they have knees and elbows and teeth. And so, they're learning and it's, you know, they're closer to the ground. They have less, like density, you know? So it's just like when they're not like full force hitting them like each other. So yeah, I don't know. It's just like, whatever. What am I talking about? Oh yeah. So I need to like watch TV for myself, but it's just hard when there's so many other things that I can do, but I do love to watch things. I like TV. I like to laugh and I will try to like watch a podcast if it has video and I'm like doing something, you know, but also I just, it's hard. So anyway, that was eating. I'm just kidding. Wait, was it? Oh my God, it was. Okay. Report P is playing. So playing podcast. I've been playing podcasts. I've been on a good rotation. More importantly though, the most important thing is I've been listening to Amy Poehler's podcast, Good Hang. And it has been so inspirational. The Kristen Wiig one was very inspirational. I didn't know Kristen Wiig was such like an introvert. Cause she's very awkward on camera and just like, and she's talking to Amy Poehler, which is like a good, very good friend of hers. And you can tell like, she's just like naturally awkward and like a little quieter. And I love that. And I just, I really like Amy Poehler. I love that she thinks everything's hilarious. And I love how inspirational they are. I love how women-centric everything feels. And it's just very motivational and it makes me laugh. And I love to laugh. I love to feel good. So I've been really, really enjoying Amy Poehler's podcast. I also have been listening to Gracie Abrams to like balance out the emotions. And I love, here's the thing is, I've talked about Gracie Abrams before on here. I really love her music. And she's dating not Conrad. I haven't even read those books, but Connor, from Normal People, also known as Paul Mescal. And, they're a very attractive couple, but she has just bars. Like I love a good song that is just sounds like what's the word for it? Like you're just having like a mentee bee in the middle of it, or like naughty. Crash out. Like it has crash out bars. You know what I mean? Like when you've had enough, but instead of just like sounding like you're crazy, you put everything, like everything that you've been thinking about just comes out so poetically. And just like word vomits in the most like emotional like way, and it actually like sounds cohesive when you have those moments and you're like, oh fuck yeah, like I did it. That's what her songs feel like to me. So I've been listening to her and I don't care what you think about that. I like her. So I've been listening to that. That was P playing a report. Oh, obsessing, I guess, over Gracie Abrams. I don't know. I like to listen and imagine my fake scenarios before bed, and when my headphones are dead and I can't do that and I have to actually go to bed, that sucks. But you know what I've been doing is I've been listening to music before bed and then falling asleep listening to it, and then a song will wake me up and I'll wake up in the shakes, and then I like take my headphones off and my whole body's shaking. I don't know what, I think that's just like the normal cadence of your body like being suddenly disturbed or something. Like I'm like just hitting REM or something, and then I wake up and I'm like shaking, you know what I mean? So I've been doing that almost every night because I've been listening to music before I go to bed, to drain out the fucking noise, because I have been just having like a lot of emotions lately, and I don't understand what is happening. I know there's a new moon in Libra coming, or has come. I don't know really. I haven't paid attention to it. Oh fuck, almost dropped the mic. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've just been feeling a lot of my feelings. And then maybe it is the moon in Libra, because I've been trying to balance it out during the day with other shit. So maybe I'm like subconsciously like trying to figure out the scales of my emotions. But anyway, I've been waking up with fucking shaking every night because I've been falling asleep and then jolting awake. But what have I been obsessing over besides that? Probably figuring out like my fall essentials. Yeah, baby. Like every fall, because of our walks, I know that there are things that I need. Like every year, I say that I'm gonna get gloves because my hands get so dry that they like bleed and they hurt, and I'm on the walk, and it's the one thing that I'm thinking about. Like, besides, because my ears, I have my headphones. Like, I don't need to worry about that. I always put Aquaphor on my face in the winters before I go on our walks, and some sunscreen, and like, I just have that covered, socks, pants, or whatever. And I'm always like, my hands are fucking freezing, and I never buy anything. And I know that this year I'm going to, because I just have to get my shit together. Like, I have to. We're going on a walk, and now I'm like, I need double of everything. Like, I need the winter outfits. And of course, my kids are at like different stages of growth at the time of like the other, because of like when they were born. So the hand-me-downs are most likely going to be outgrown by the time that it gets winter cold here. So I'm gonna like have to figure out what, like, I'm gonna have to, which is like not an issue. I just need to know, like, okay, what fleece onesies I have, and then which ones. And then also, like, when my eldest was in fleece onesies, he wasn't really walking and very mobile, or he wanted to be in he or he was and didn't want to, like, he liked to like go nap on the walks or whatever. Not the case with the second one. He wants to be running around and stuff, and so I'm like, okay, well, I'm definitely going to have to get like some like more winter shoes for both of them, because they're both going to be very mobile this winter. And so I'm trying to like think about that, but also like not worry about it too much and just kind of get it in the moment, because if I buy the wrong thing by the time that comes around, or you know what I mean, or if it actually doesn't end up being that cold. So I'm trying to like give myself a little bit more grace with their stuff. And also, like, there's so much that you can find at a garage or a estate sale. But the things that I like tell myself every winter that I'm like, I want to grab this, or I need to grab this, like some kind of thermal legging to go under like a sweatpant, or I do like a track pant for walks. Like, I have been, I don't really wear, I've never really worn like a workout set. I just don't, I never felt confident in them. And then I don't really like the tightness of them, or like my butt being exposed. So, and I don't like the way that biker shorts look. So I've been like, not, I don't know, it's not my vibe. I like the boxier shorts, and I like baggier pants. And then I like t-shirts. I like t-shirts and sweatshirts. So I've just been like, it's a very like 90s or 2000s like athleisure look. So I've been trying to figure out like a way to make that cute and not look like Adam Sandler. I think accessories help, and also good shoes. Like a clean shoe just like makes whatever you're wearing look like it's supposed to be like that. I talked about how I wanted Salomons last year. I need to get them this year. So I'm just thinking about like shoes. And of course, like, I think every time though, like, I just had this thought of like how selfish of me, because yes, I am walking like every day and I'm very active, but like, also, my husband doesn't have like, he hasn't had like a new pair of sneakers in a hot minute. So I'm like, he should get the shoes, but also, like, we can both get the shoes. I'm just overthinking everything, And then I don't end up buying them, and then like we end up going out to eat somewhere expensive instead, and I'm like, hold on, like, I could have just bought the shoes and we could have like had a nice meal inside. Like, but then I'm like thinking like, oh, what is budgeting? Like, I understand, like, even if I had like $100,000 million in the bank, I would still want to have a like not a budget, well, yeah, a budget mindset, but not like a scarcity mindset, you know? And so I think that sometimes in my head, I can go from like budgeting to scarcity real quick. Like I'm like, if I budget, that means I'm like doing a scarcity mindset. And I had lived in a scarcity mindset for such a long time. It was so unhealthy. I feel like it made me break out. Like it made my skin dry at the same time. And I just felt so like my hair, everything just felt like gross. You know what I mean? And I think it's because I was like just feeling all this on the inside constantly. And I had to like, oh God, I just hate the shit that we have to go through to learn our fucking lessons. But I did. And I just don't want to get back into that mindset, you know? And so like I don't know. I think that getting all this out and having our like discussions, like my husband and I, like having our like weekly like discussions or whatever, help. Like our, what are they called? Starts with a D. You get what I'm saying? Like when we're, it's not dissecting. But yeah, when we're like talking about everything, and it just like helps to clear up my brain. And he's been working so much, I feel like we haven't, but we will, whatever. We'll have a good weekend. I'm excited for like fall festivities. So what was this? Obsessing over everything that I need for fall. Like I would like to have, I've also been obsessing over my hair lately because I have been like fucking tired of my bangs have grown out. And so I'm like, do I want them to grow out or do I want to go back to the baby bang? And the thing that I keep thinking about is like, maybe I just need more layers in my hair because that's when I start to feel like my ugliest is when my hair just feels like this thick ass mop on my head. So I think that I need to go in with more layers, probably starting around like a bob length and then going like maybe like a butterfly cut or something. But I think the butterfly cut is only so maybe like a, I don't know, we'll figure it out because I think butterfly cut is just face framing and I need something for the back of it. Because I just need that. Like I need the texture. So my hair is also like straight slash wavy. Like it'll be wavy sometimes. And like it, if I put it up in a bun or if I braid it, it holds really well. So it'll take that texture on, you know? But if I straighten it also is pin straight. So I just have to get more, I just have to get more texture into it. So I'm gonna cut it up. Myself, just kidding. I haven't a hair. It's literally like a fucking month from now. I may before that text my girl and see if she could get just me in for like a bang trim, and then yeah. But we're gonna go black obsidian black. No, we're gonna go blue black, which I guess you know I'm gonna go as black as I can for my hair, and then yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll get it there. I need a color. I need something different. But I do definitely feel like I need the texture because I just need something. I need it and I need it now. So obsessing over basically everything in life that could go wrong. Yeah. So fall shit that I need. New shoes. Fucking fleece leggings and no one said napkins for my hands. What were they called? Gloves. Obsessing, report or recommending. I again listen to Amy Poehler's podcast. I hate to be like so annoying and always say like, oh, pee playing is also like, you know what I mean? I like always say like, I recommend the book that I talked about in reading, but you know, whatever. I have like five, what do you want me to do? I have like five new things that I like every week. And then it's just like those five things. So, Amy Poehler's podcast, I recommend that you listen to that. Also, if you're, here's something a little different. If you're, but I've talked about it before. If you're looking for a laugh, I don't know where you can stream it, probably like Amazon and purchase it. I don't know. Because it used to be on Hulu and then they took it off and then it was under like a paywall somewhere, which is annoying because we used to watch it all the time for free. But anyway, well, not for free. You pay for the subscription of whatever platform you're streaming it on. But it's annoying to have to pay and then pay again for people who have a shit ton of money, billionaires. Anyway, hope you're listening. So it's Friday night dinner, and oh, that's fuck. That's another thing. And here's another recommendation. Okay, Friday night dinner. It's a British sitcom, and it is hilarious. It has, I forget his name, but he plays Will in The Inbetweeners. I don't know if his, no, his name also isn't Will. I don't know what his name is, but yeah, the dude with the glasses, the main character in the in-betweeners, the main guy, you know, he's one of the guys in Friday Night Dinner, and it is the funniest fucking show. Ryan and I quote it all the time, and it's just a show that like it feels like you should be high and watch it. But also like if you're not, it's just as hilarious. And I just feel like when you're under the influence, you're like paying more attention, and the things that are like stupid comedy are even more like stupid, and it's just the best. You know, we love something stupid to laugh at, and it's just fun because it's just stupid, and it's siblings fighting at Friday Night Dinner because they go, you know, to dinner every Friday night with their parents, and they fight. And then, I think even well, probably watching it now might even be funnier to Ryan and I having two boys because it's two brothers. So yeah, Friday Night Dinner, one of the best and funniest shows out there. But also, so from the in-betweeners, his name is James Buckley. He's the one with like the funny hair. He has like a very specific haircut. Fuck, what's his name in the show? It's, hold on. Jay. Okay, so Jay from Inbetweeners, this is his podcast with his wife, gorgeous and Scottish, I believe. So like I love hearing their accents. They're hilarious. They're so funny. And I think that like personally, just because they're both like parents, and hearing the, like their parenting humor is also fun to me because like it's very relatable. So I really like their podcast. It's called The Buckleys. Yeah, it's him and his wife, and it's just so funny. Like I'm like laughing out loud in public or in my front yard while I'm doing yard work. Oh, that was another thing that I wanted to talk about, but I don't know when I'm going to talk about that. So the Buckleys podcast, I've been obsessing over that because it's so funny. And I did also look up the name that I was looking for, which is Simon Bird, who plays Will in The Inbetweeners. So Simon Bird's other show is Friday Night Dinner. And the director or the writer for that show is just like a very funny writer. He's, I don't know, very popular in British sitcom. So that show, hold on. Let's see. I'm looking it up right now. Friday Night Dinner. Oh, and it has what's her name? Tamsin Craig? Is that how you say it? She's also in a lot of like UK shows. I don't know. She was in fuck, I forgot what she was the bat like she's just like she's in a lot of shit where if I see her face, I'm like, oh my God, that's her. And she's gorgeous, by the way. But yeah, I just and then the dad in the show is so funny. It's so funny. So obsessing over the show all the time. Tom. Okay, yeah. Okay. So Friday Night Dinner. Go watch it anywhere that it's streaming, or go find where it's streaming. Rapport. Oh no, I'm sorry. That was recommending. That was recommending. That's what I'm recommending to you. Sorry. Tea treating. My friend, we went on a walk and she brought popcorn. She's like, can I bring popcorn? And I was like, sure, for the kids, you know? She's like, is that okay? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, I'm gonna have a piece because we had eaten dinner and it was kettle corn. And I was like, fuck. Like I was not expecting this and it was delicious. Like I was like, all right, popcorn, cool. Kettle corn, amazing. So I had a bunch of their corn. I had a bunch of their popcorn, and then we've been buying it, and it's just been like the easiest snack. It gets everywhere, but it's easily vacuumed, not a problem. And we've been on a huge popcorn kick, specifically kettle corn, since we went on that walk. So thank you to my friend who you know, put us on that, because I have not been able to stop, and it's been very, very delicious. I've been treating us to lots of popcorn. Also, I'm excited for all the Halloween treats. I have been like really wanting to do, I don't know, let me know if this is like annoying, but I've been wanting to like get like Mexican candies for Halloween. And I do remember that one year we ran out of candy and I had a bunch of like Mexican candies. So I gave them out, and I had like preteens come over for trick or treat. And they were like, Oh yes, Mexican candy. So I might do that again. I've also just been like really craving like the mango lollipops, you know, with the chile. So I have been really like craving that, and I saw that it's called it's electrolytes. They're called Salud, and they have like the mango lollipop ones. They have cucumber, lime, horchata. They have like all like hibiscus, which is what do you call Jamaica. They have all of the like, you know, traditional like flavors that we would do for like agua fresca or like just treats, you know? So I'm like thinking about doing, like I'm thinking about getting those, but they're just so expensive. And I have not been able to like drink water lately because for some reason it just tastes disgusting to me right now. And I'm like really, like I was like, you know, really getting, I was really drinking my water. And then I stopped. Because who knows why? I don't know. Maybe I just started like not tasting great. And then I would get like, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm gonna have a fun drink. And then I would drink like a Diet Coke or Diet Coke with lime. I don't know if you've not like making it, but like a Diet Coke and lime flavoring has just come out. And so I'm like, I'm gonna go get myself a fun treat of Diet Coke with lime because it tastes, I think it tastes better when you put the lime in it. But like, you know, if we're out on the go, on the go, on the road, if we're running errands and they have a Diet Coke with lime, I grab it. And I've been like, wait, I don't need this because I've only had coffee and energy drink and now this Coke. And that's disgusting, you know? And my pee is radioactive. Not really. I don't, I also drink water. I'm exaggerating here, but I just have not been drinking as much as I usually do. And so I've been having like headaches and like, I don't know, I've been like just, you can tell, you know, and I think my skin can tell, like, well, I know it can, but I'm needing. But every time I drink the water, I'm like, this fucking sucks and I hate it. And I don't do anything that I hate because I don't like the feeling of hating things. So I just, I know I'm like, for some reason, the older I'm getting, the more like I just refuse to be uncomfortable, which is not good. I need to like be uncomfortable, but I feel like life is uncomfortable enough where I'm like, if I can help it, I'm not gonna, but then that means like I'm not drinking fucking water, you know? So I've been trying to get electrolytes. And I'm like, it's funny for me to say this because you're like, oh yeah, you would like, just if you know me personally, you would think that like I have a water bottle in my hand. Like I'm always constantly drinking water, you know? You would just like assume that I've had like 50 things of water by the time you see me. And again, exaggerating, but I just feel like I haven't really been drinking water lately. And then at night I'm like dying of thirst and then I'm like up all night drinking water, then I have to go pee or whatever. So I must drop the mic again. I'm gonna try those. I'm gonna treat myself. And I also really like the cotton candy ones and from Liquid IV. I just like that they have like sugar-free options and it's stevia instead of like Splenda or whatever. Hey, my mic died and I accidentally replaced some of the recording with nothing. So that was the end of the episode anyway. I hope you have a great and hope